Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. Former Fairbanks District Attorney Mike Gray was killed in a motorcycle accident in the Yukon Territory. A Yukon coroner's office report says that the 64-year-old Gray was headed toward Teslin on the Alaska Highway Sunday when he lost control of his motorcycle on the gravel edge of the road while traveling through a construction zone. The coroner's office says Gray had left Fairbanks the previous day, headed south to a family gathering in Montana. Gray, who began his law career in rural Virginia, most recently served as the district attorney for Bethel and had spent the previous 20 years as a DA in Fairbanks and Kodiak. The Alaska House passed a new budget last night before adjourning a special session. Alaska Public Media and KTOO report that left the Senate with no option but to accept or reject the House's operating and capital budgets, and Republican Senate President Pete Kelly immediately rejected them. Dillingham House Democratic Speaker Bryce Edgman says the combined spending plan was an attempt to avoid a state government shutdown after the House and Senate failed to reach a compromise.
We put together what we thought was the best package. We sent over to the Senate. Now it's up to them to make the decision whether to accept it or to reject it. And then from there, we're back in a no man's land with a clock that's ticking louder day by day.
The budget would draw nearly $5 billion from permanent fund earnings. House Minority Republicans objected to the speed with which the majority introduced and passed the measure. Minority Leader Charisse Millett also objected to Edgman limiting each member to 2 minutes to debate the budget.
Nobody can tell me what's contained in this bill. So, Mr. Speaker, I urge everybody on this floor to vote no. Let's start over.
The bill would increase education funding and it would raise permanent fund dividends to the full amount of roughly $2,200. Independent Governor Bill Walker criticized the House, saying, quote, they did not get the job done for Alaska. Today's the last day of the special session. Walker could call another one. The state government will shut down if the legislature doesn't agree on a budget before July 1st. Governor Walker signed a bill opening Alaska to so-called transportation network companies. TNCs include popular taxi alternatives like Uber and Lyft. As Alaska Public Media's Zachariah Hughes reports, the companies have already laid the groundwork to start operations in Alaska.
Lyft has spent the last month recruiting new drivers in Alaska,
specifically in Anchorage, Juneau, and Fairbanks.
Scott Coriel is the communications manager for Lyft in San Francisco. He says the company is accepting customers immediately.
The bill that passed the legislature goes into effect immediately upon the signature of the governor. So we will turn the system on. Folks who are approved to drive can open up the app and start driving, and folks who want to ride can download the app, turn it on, and request a ride to where they need to go.
Though it's received nowhere near the amount of negative attention over labor and leadership issues as Uber, Lyft did settle a $27 million lawsuit in California earlier this year over how it classifies drivers. Issues like that were a key reason why TNCs had to stop operating in Alaska back in 2014. But if you live in Nome, Sitka, or the taxicab capital of America, Bethel, don't expect TNCs too soon. Crail says while the company would like to expand to smaller communities in Alaska, it's not quite there yet.
You know, we do have to do some work on our end to launch those regions and make sure that we're operating in places in those regions that make sense, but also comply with any sort of regulations that there are.
For drivers who have to use their own vehicles, that means meeting inspection standards and passing personal background checks. Patrick Carter, a lobbyist for Uber in Alaska, says the company is expected to begin operations within a day of the signing and plans to host a launch party next week. In Anchorage, I'm Zachariah Hughes.
The Fairbanks North Star Borough is delaying opening of a recycling center. According to a borough release, the central recycling facility opening originally scheduled for July 1st has been pushed until an unspecified date at the end of the summer. The borough says the delay is the result of asbestos removal work at a University of Alaska-owned building it's leasing for the new facility. The borough says after the asbestos project is complete, renovation to make the building meet code will follow. A borough recycling contract with the Fairbanks Rescue Mission has been extended so that recyclables continue to be collected at the rescue mission until the new borough facility opens. The state's battling two new wildfires on the Kenai. The Division of Forestry reports that about 200 firefighters are working the East Fork Fire in the Kenai National Wildlife Refuge. Smoke jumpers and air tankers are among resources deployed in the blaze, which is burning north of the Sterling Highway. Meanwhile, firefighters have corralled a second fire near Homer at 1 acre. State and local firefighters, aided by a retardant air tanker drop last night, were able to halt the blaze, which had threatened homes. Both fires are listed as human cost. I'm Dan Bross.